Music can be made anywhere, in a concert hall, in a subway station, in your living room. In a moment, an orchestra that rehearses and plays in an unusual place. Today, in our occasional series, Music That Matters, we're just outside Anchorage, Alaska. There's only one highway heading east and north out of town, the Glen Highway. Drive about 20 minutes from the center of town, the city quickly falls away. You're surrounded by forest. You drive by turns that would take you up towards ski hills or hiking trails. The rugged, snow-covered Chugach Mountains dominate the skyline. Then you pull into the small town of Eagle River with a shopping center and a turnoff to a couple of low-slung wood and concrete buildings.
My name is Gabrielle Willis, and my main job during the daytime is that I'm a high school orchestra teacher at two different high schools in Anchorage. And then on weekends, I go out to Highland Mountain Correctional Center and do the orchestra out there.
Highland Mountain Correctional Center, a women's prison in Eagle River. Highland Mountain has 11 buildings housing 400 women, and three string orchestras led by Gabrielle Willis. Not a community orchestra that plays concerts for the prisoners. The prisoners are the musicians. Dean Marshall is superintendent of Highland Mountain Correctional Center, or HMCC.
Well, we house prisoners that have custody classifications from minimum up to maximum custody. So basically we have misdemeanors and felons.
And HMCC has also had an orchestral program for inmates since 2003. It began as a collaboration between the prison and a nonprofit called Arts on the Edge, which pays for the project. Superintendent Marshall says no tax dollars are used for the program. Not all prisoners can take part. It's a privilege that can be taken away. They have to demonstrate good behavior, but they also have to be serving a sentence of at least 6 months. Any less, and they may be gone before they can learn the basics. Conductor Gabrielle Willis says she doesn't ask the women in her orchestras what they're in for, but...
I usually find out, you know, later, sometimes years later, while I'll be working with somebody and I'll think, oh my gosh, really? You know, because someone will tell me or you'll read about it oftentimes on the news. Like, I was teaching there for a while and somebody let me know that anybody who was dressed in yellow had committed a felony. And I looked around and I thought, God, everybody in my class has committed felonies. And then I found out later, like, for some really horrific things. And it was kind of hard to rectify in my own mind because they seemed like such wonderful people, you know, in my class.
Women in the orchestras have been convicted of, among other things, drunk driving, drug crimes, assault, and murder. Willis mentioned the difficulty in squaring that awareness with her experience of these women as members of her orchestras. Superintendent Marshall says whatever you might think about these women as criminals, the incentive and discipline required to play in the orchestra support the main goals of the prison.
One, staying out of trouble. They're, for the most part, not getting write-ups or being involved in disruptive behavior in the facility. And two, they're gaining skills and tools that they can take out of the facility with them. These are things that many of the women had never tried, never thought they could do. You know, as people gain successes at things in life, then they build on that, and it is a springboard to the next success, is how I view it.
That step number two is an important component. Most of these orchestral musicians will not be in prison for life.
Alaska has very high recidivism rate. 95% of the people in our system get released back to the community, and 66% of those, you know, generally reoffend and come back. So anything that we can do to reduce those numbers, I mean, it's a win-win for the people of Alaska and also for the Department of Corrections.
There are no studies yet about whether the music program has had a real impact on Highland's recidivism rate, but Marshall suspects the musicians are better prepared to return to life on the outside because they now have the experience of overcoming a challenge. Learning to play a string instrument, especially as an adult, is tough. Conductor Gabrielle Willis.
It is hard, you know, especially in the early years. I mean, I remember tears in rehearsals, and I remember people saying, you know, I think I want to quit. I sound horrible. Because it's not like starting a 5-year-old on violin who has no awareness of how bad they sound in the beginning. I mean, when you're, you know, a 40-year-old woman, you know that it's not good what's coming out of your instrument. And then you're going to give a concert here for a huge public that's coming in. And that can be a lot of pressure, I think, for some of them.
Dana Hilbisch has been incarcerated since 1992. She plays the cello.
When I'd go to practice, I would laughingly refer to it as, I'm going to go saw some bow, because basically that was how I felt my bowing was. It's what it was. It was difficult, you know, and then I could never seem to sit down and feel comfortable with my cello. I couldn't get the pin out just correct, and it took a while to come to terms with all of that. But today it does. It feels right. I know it is. I no longer feel like I'm sawing the bow.
The women in the three orchestras at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center sometimes get visits from professional musicians. This past January, the St. Lawrence String Quartet was in Anchorage for a concert and volunteered to play for the women at the prison. I talk with violinist Scott St. John.
So we started off with some Haydn. And I think the amazing thing for me right away was that you felt like they were listening unbelievably to every note. And then we actually had a nice sort of discussion, conversation. They asked us questions about our life on the road, and we had some questions for them as well. I mean, I think that, you know, the question that everyone wants to ask in those sort of situations is the one that you can't really ask, which is, why are you here? But in any case, then they played for us, and we had asked some of them how long they've been playing. And, well, you know, some of them have only been playing for a couple years. And, you know, to learn a string instrument as an adult is extremely difficult. So, you know, it was obvious that there were hours of commitment going into this.
Scott St. John, violinist of the St. Lawrence String Quartet. Earlier this year, they played for women who are serving time at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center, women who are playing in their own orchestras while they're incarcerated. Every winter, the three orchestras at the prison present a public concert. Join us tomorrow. We'll hear highlights from a recent concert. Plus, I'll speak with four inmates about what the music and the public concerts mean to them.
Where I have not pulled through on a lot of things in my life, it was a really proud day to be able to show that my actions were speaking louder than my words.
That's tomorrow's Music That Matters on PT. The Highland Mountain Correctional Center Orchestra is one of many active music programs in correctional facilities around the country. To find out more, go to our website. We're online at performancetoday.org. Click on Music That Matters. You'll find the audio for this story and a lot more information as well. While you're there, tell us what you think about this story. Click on the contact button in the upper right-hand corner of the PT website. You can also join the conversation on the PT Facebook page or call us. The PT listener line is 866-943-4450. That's 866-943-4450. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today.